We've been talking, gentlemen, about the need for us to understand the problems of other people. You made the point this morning at Haverford, Dr. Corjay, that we also must consider the appeal that we make to other peoples of the world.
Yes, I think that's quite an important point, because if we use one or two illustrations, the Scandinavian peoples, for example, have always had a very considerable influence that arose out of the character of their own life and their institutions, rather than out of the leadership that they might be able to lend to the international community. It is in both areas that they've had an influence. And therefore, the degree to which other peoples look at us, at our institutions, at their justice, at their effectiveness, at the nature of our economy, at our rate of social progress and economic progress, has a very important role to play in the degree of understanding, the prestige that we may have internationally, and the areas in which we can cooperate effectively with other peoples. It is that side of the coin that I wanted to emphasize, in addition to this other side, which is so often emphasized: what can we do to promote an understanding of international problems?
And Mr. Justice Douglas, there is the problem of some Americans trying to remold the world, or hoping to remold the world into an American shape, rather than to help the peoples of other
countries. There's been a lot of that wishful thinking that we can take Asia and make it in the mold of America. It just can't be done. There are different backgrounds, different traditions, different set of prejudices, different personalities, different experiences, different starting points in history. They make the world of a difference.
Mr. Babb, you said this morning at Haverford that you found liberal arts colleges producing qualified plant managers after training, of course, in plants. You were striking a blow for the liberal arts college.
Well, I certainly am. Actually, what I said was that I thought that the liberal arts colleges tended to turn out better general managers or top management people than those whose education had been confined to perhaps the technical subjects. And that possibly may come from their having a broader viewpoint and having a little more understanding, even though they get it vicariously from literature and the arts and social sciences, of what makes people tick.
Well, a half hour isn't very long to discuss the problems which have plagued the world for 24 hours every day for a great many days, and that brief half hour is just about spent. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming here to continue your discussion of Education for a Changing World, which you began this morning at Haverford College, where they're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Haverford Alumni Association. Incidentally, I understand there will be afternoon and evening sessions out at Haverford. We have been honored by the presence of Mr. William O. Douglas, Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Dr. Andrew W. Corjay, Executive Assistant to the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Jervis J. Babb, Chairman of the Board of Lever Brothers, and Professor Frank W. Notstein, Director of the Office of Population Research of Princeton University. I am Charles Shaw. Good afternoon.